It is March 16th, 2024. It's 11:29 a.m. So it's been a few days that I haven't really logged anything. It's been a very difficult emotional roller coaster. Like I mentioned before, my mom passed away from stage 4 cancer. I just found out that this cancer that she has was considered one of the rarest cancers known to men right now. One of the rarest liver cancer. It attacks the liver and the surrounding tissue very, very fast. By the time the doctor figured out what kind of cancer it is, it was too late. They were shocked. The doctors were shocked. The oncologist was shocked. Everyone's just shocked. So we're still processing the sorry, I'm just clearing my throat here. I'm actually sick right now too, so that's fun. We found out that when she had the cancer, she passed away. We started putting the funeral arrangements together, and that was hard. My sister actually made a good point that when you know someone lost their loved ones and you have to tiptoe around it, the situation, you never occurred to you that it's going to happen to you, right? So when it happens to you, the world is so much different. The world feels different. You see things different. When she passed, and I felt like everything has been cruise control. Everything is like, what you have to do is like, you're just going through the motions of getting the funeral arrangement done, consoling your sisters and your brothers and your dad. I felt like that it's just never ending of trying to keep everything intact, and you can cry. And then as soon as you get everything sorted out, then you cry in the corner for a few minutes and do stuff all over again. That's what I felt like for the past few days. I was trying to record some logs, but it was just hard. It was hard to express feelings. It was hard to express an idea or just to form a sentence. And it was difficult to maneuver myself into to just have a conversation. Today is the first day. Right now is the first time in a week that I have time for myself, that I don't have to do a single thing. I just have to sit here. I'm actually at my parents' place right now because we're still trying to start the funeral, because the funeral is actually this weekend. My cousins left the house to do some little sightseeing for a bit, just to relieve some stress, but they forgot to bring the keys with them, so my sister and my dad and my wife and the wifey went out to do some errands for the funeral, and I'm at home waiting. So the reason why I stayed home, because my sister knows where to go for the flowers, my wife is driving, my dad is just accompanying them, and they're gonna meet up with one of my uncles for lunch. So hence I'm staying here at home watching literally Harry Potter while I'm doing this this log. And it was just, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain how vulnerable you can be in front of people at the same time trying to be the big brother, right? And it's just difficult because I see my nieces and nephews just crying because they're going to miss their grandmother. I see my cousins that are very close to my mom. They're just crying because they never get a chance to say goodbye properly. One of them came in late, like literally 6 hours late because her flight was not until a certain time. My aunt flew in from the US. My mom passed away. She arrived 30 minutes later. And it was difficult. It was a difficult thing to see. It's a very difficult thing to experience. It was a very difficult thing to process. I'm still processing the whole thing. Every time I try to process this, process the whole thing, I start thinking the good things and what I'm gonna miss, and start breaking down. And when I start breaking down, I start crying. I start crying. I forgot what I'm supposed to be doing. And as soon as the emotional goes through your system, everything just stops, and you go back doing what you're doing, right? And it was hard to process it. So it was just hard, you know? It was just hard. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm gonna do when everyone leaves. I was having breakfast with my dad, and him and I looked at each other. I was like, "This is what we need to do." I'm like, "I agree. This is what we need to do to clean up the house, donate some of the stuff that my mom has." As soon as we're going through the list, he started crying. I started crying. When my sister came over for breakfast, she started crying, and we had to power through the stuff we need to get done because we have schedules to maintain, work to go back to, and our families to go back to. And at the same time, we're trying to support my dad. It was just difficult. I think I'm not gonna start grieving probably until I don't think I'm not gonna have time to grieve until everyone goes home. Then I'll sit down and start grieving properly. I just don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do.